This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and I am here, well, here in Washington, D.C., but here in spirit and by digits with Marissa LaRusso and Hazel Sills, who are in a room in New York City in our bureau. Hey!
Hello!
Hey, Bob.
I'm so happy we're doing this. We did that great rock show together, end-of-year show, and I loved it so much I wanted to do another show as soon as we can. And so here we are at the top of 2023.
A whole new year.
And it is beginning the 24th year of All Songs Considered.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
Insane.
That is amazing. It amazes me. And I've been kind of there all along, you know? Yeah, it started with the first show launched the very first week of January of 2000. It was a roughly 1 hour multimedia show. If for anyone out there or you guys don't know, it was all slides and words and me hosting. And as you heard the music, you would see pictures of the artists and their instruments and things about their lyrics and their story. And yeah, they were ambitious little projects we did.
And the technology in the music industry is basically exactly the same now as when you started, right?
Right. Except back then, nobody could hardly watch or hear the show because they had like what we call 300 baud modems, which is really, really hyper slow connection. It'd basically be if you were in your parking garage on the bottom level, that's about the speed that you would be able to get. But pretty cool times. Anyway, happy to have you here. And we're each going to pick a couple songs. We start with Hazel.
Yeah, I'm going to play you a song called Hoffmilk Holiday by the duo Decisive Pink.
And do you want to tell me what a Hoffmilk and why you say it that way?
Yeah. So this song is called Hoffmilk Holiday. It's from the project Decisive Pink, which is a new project from two artists who I've always loved. One of them is Kate Envy. She's a Russian artist who makes deeply quirky, very eccentric alternative pop music. And then the other artist in the group is Duradorian, which is the performing name of LA-based artist Angel Duradorian, who people may know as a former member of the band The Dirty Projectors, and she's been making solo music for many years. So the two spent some time in Germany, which explains the name.
There we go.
And they worked on writing this album. This is a song from forthcoming album. And this song was inspired by oat milk cappuccinos they would order.
I love this because Hazel and I got coffee this morning, and Hazel got an oat milk cappuccino, and we didn't even talk about the relationship between that and the song. So now it's like a full circle moment.
Yeah. And I had one this morning, too. So,
wow.
That's crazy. Well, I think it's time to play the song, maybe? Where you want to?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, let's do it.
I don't wanna take the train and rush hour to go to work.
I love that. And I have no idea what, like the second half of the song, I have no idea what is going on there. Do you any clue?
I just think that's like a song about trying to find small joys in life, like dancing in the grass and like trying to get away. And the idea of, I don't know, celebrating those little moments in life, like having a really good cappuccino.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys know the song Warm Leatherette by any chance?
That sounds so familiar.
I'm going to do this for just a second, because every time I hear this song we just played, I think of Warm Leatherette. Let me just see if I can quickly find it. I can remember this. You all remember this?
Warm.
I hear the similarity for sure.
Yeah.
Warm.
Oh, my. Oh, wait a minute.
Leatherette.
It's the group called The Normal. It was from 1978. I literally remember the apartment I was living in 1978 the moment I hear that. Oh, it all just comes back, and the spark of what you just played brought a lot back to me. But yes, The Simple Joys. I love that. And tell me the artist's name one more time.
It's Decisive Pink, and the song is Hoffmilk Holiday.
What are we going to next?
I have a song that is also by a duo. It's by a group called At, which isn't spelled At. It's like the at symbol that you would use in your email address or something.
And they thought that's searchable?
I know. I'm kind of delighted by an artist that's like, okay, we're not searchable, so what?
Okay, all right.
I kind of love that.
Fair enough. You know, I didn't look at it that way, but I get that.
Optimism. But anyway, this duo, Victoria Rose and Stone Philip Zach, and I knew Victoria's music because she has released a bunch of albums under the name Brittle Brian. She makes this like very intimate, strange kind of folk music. It's really beautiful. And then Stone, I found out, has been involved in a bunch of bands in the kind of like East Coast noise scene. And I just really love this music that they make together as At. It's this really fascinating blend of acoustic instruments and like folk harmonies, but then electronic production, and honestly just like a good dose of strangeness. It can be weird, but also really fun. And yeah, I just feel like it's unlike anything else I'm listening to right now. So this song is called Friendship is Frequency.
Love that title. Here we go.
Friendship is frequency. When you get off the beat, you can talk to me. Friendship is frequency. When you get off the beat, you can follow me. Friend waves are all around. Put your ear to the ground when you're feeling down. Lines on a spectrograph, and I love when you call me that. For the time that our lines collide, please don't deaden your voice, let us vibe. Friendship is frequency. When you get off the beat, you can talk to me. Wah 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 wah. Wah 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 wah. Wah 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 wah. Our lives are lines on a spectrograph, and I love when you call.
There's sort of a delightful normalcy there.
You know, that's true.
I mean, the description of where their different backgrounds and stuff led me to think it was going to be a wilder song.
I will say it's on a record called Mind Palace Music that comes out in February, and I think you will find some more weirdness across that record. But right before we played the song, you mentioned that you love the title, and I also love the title. And when I first read the title, I was like, oh, it's so like mystical and cosmic, like frequency. And then I read a quote from Stone where he said that the inspiration was actually like much more literal. He was talking to an older friend of his and was complaining about how hard it is to make friends. It was like early into the pandemic. And the friend said something about how friendship is frequency. Like you have to see people a lot in order to build, you know, familiarity, build trust. And I was like, oh, yeah,
that frequency. Yes.
Frequency. But I feel like that double layer of meaning just makes me like it even more.
It has such like a hippy dippy warm vibe.
Totally.
Like California dreaming.
Totally.
Like let's all hold hands in a circle and like get to know each other better.
Frequency.
But that moment, let me just find it one second. That moment where, that.
Yes.
It makes me laugh. And it is, it leans towards the weirdness and wonderful. Mamas and papas would have never done that. Just going to say.
I feel like Victoria's music, as Bert O'Brien, does that a lot, where it can be very beautiful and then it takes a turn and feels a little bit foreboding and you don't quite know where it's going. And I love that about this song, too.
Sweet. At. Look, you won't find it on the internet easily, but go to the All Songs Considered website and we'll put up a video and we'll, you know, there will be the more info on it. So thanks for that. I get to do the next one. And I'm going to do Kate Davis. You all know Kate Davis at all?
Yes.
I don't.
Oh,
she put out a record a few years ago that I really liked called Trophy.
Wasn't that great?
It's a great record.
And there's that song that I think it's just called Open Heart, where the whole song is about her going into a quote-unquote, you know, surgery to remove her open heart because it's broken. I mean, it's very literal, but it's just, go listen to it, Hazel. You'd love it. But anyway, Kate's got a new record coming. She was a jazz musician. That's how she got trained. And she moved to New York. And she would go and sneak off to clubs at night and see groups like Grizzly Bear and, second reference to Dirty Projectors. Dirty Projectors was a band she would sneak off to see. And the new record's called Fishbowl. She's playing all the instruments on this record that you're going to hear, except for the drums. It's an album that traces the sort of a journey of this main character who realizes that her whole community has turned on her. And the record goes through this thing about her looking to change her life. The album is called Fishbowl. I'll play this song called Consequences.
I forgot my wallet and my keys in a cab in the city. So I got down on my knees crying out to a corporate deity. A black into me where my heart had forgotten about fragility and tenderness in your absentee. Without being emotional, just going through the motions of one big self-sabotaging empty bit.
Kate Davis. You like that?
Loved it.
Loved it.
Oh, goody.
Unanimous.
I think that's true of every, for me, for all the cuts so far, but we do have another half show to go, and, we, you know, I might not like, you know, something.
Gonna have to stick around and find out.
Anticipation.
Which leads me to saying, let's take a break. By the way, that Kate Davis record is called Fishbowl. It comes out on March 24th, and the song I played is Consequences. But let's take a break. I'm Bob Boyland, and I'm here with Marissa LaRusso and Hazel Sills, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Smartwool. From hiking summits to running errands, backcountry skiing to couch surfing, Smartwool base layers are everything you need to go anywhere. They make versatile merino wool base layers that offer all-day comfort for all your adventures. They're the first layer you'll want to put on and the last layer you'll want to take off. Enjoy 15% off your first order and find the right base layer for you at smartwool.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here, or at least in New York, is Hazel Sills and Marissa LaRusso. I'm in Washington, D.C. We're in studios and not in our houses, and wow.
It feels amazing. I don't want to speak for both of us, Hazel, but I'm so glad to not be in my closet right now.
Yeah, recording into my laptop alone, I feel like I'm in a spaceship. It feels very Star Trek to me to be recording in a real studio.
There are screens, there are microphones.
Buttons.
Yeah.
Little lights that light up, and it sounds really good. Yeah, this is cool. Hazel, you get the... pick the first song in our second half of the show, and we'll see if we like it. I mean, you know.
I have a feeling Bob doesn't like this. I feel like you've been building up to a comment where you're going to say you don't like the song, and I'm very curious.
What do you mean?
The next song I have for you is a song called Days of Pleasure by this band called Fievel is Gloak. It is this very interesting project, mainly by two artists, the American musician Zach Phillips, whose work I've admired for years. He was previously in this very weird pop group called Blanche, Blanche, Blanche that I was a big fan of. And then the other artist, the vocalist Mark Clement, who is a singer from Belgium. The two met in Belgium. They started this musical partnership, and they released their album Flaming Swords late last year. And this song, Days of Pleasure, is from that record. It's really kind of hard to characterize this song and the sound of this song and the music that this band makes. It's very, like, weird jazz, like pop-inspired jazz. It kind of has, like, notes of, like, 60s Tropicália, but also, like, proggy kind of guitars. Mm-hmm. There's this weird way that this electric guitar like cuts through moments of this song. And the band actually went on tour with Stereolab last year. And so I think if you're a fan of Stereolab, you might hear this song and understand why they were such a good live pairing, but it's definitely a weird one. And so I'm interested to hear what Bob and Marissa think of it.
All right, here we go.
I envy you your leisurely life as a poet here. It must be pleasant.
I sometimes envy you as a swordsman. It's an exciting life.
Maybe. But I'm getting tired of this way of living, though. One day soon, I'll give it up.
Well, now, that's quite an idea. But why are you feeling like that, though?
I didn't put that in at the end of the song, by the way. That is part of the song, which, if you're wondering, I found both puzzling and intriguing. You know, many songs do it on the first listen, and you just love it. I find a second and third listen is just a wonderful thing with this, just to plant myself and figure out what's going on in this song. So thank you for this.
Yeah, it's very chaotic, but I just imagine myself, like, when I listen to that song, like, dancing in a French brasserie with, like, a cigarette in one hand, I don't smoke, and then, like, a martini in the other. Like, it's, there's just such, like, a beautiful, weird chaos to that song.
You mentioned the electric guitar that just, like, cuts through pieces of the song. I love that so much. It was such a delight every time it popped up.
Any clue about what that last bit of dialogue was all about? Where it's from?
I actually don't know. I mean, it's a mystery to me.
We'll dig in and try to find it. But it made me curious and connecting with the words, which are a little hard to understand. But dig in, everybody, because it's worth the adventure. So tell me the name. We have some weird names on the show today. What is the name of this artist?
The name of the artist is Fievel is Glock.
Now, go ahead and spell it for anyone who wants to, like, do a search.
It's Fievel, and then is, I-S, mm-hmm. and then Glock, Glauque.
Hmm. Any idea what that means? Because I don't even know if it's a language.
So Fievel is actually the name of a character from the children's animated movie, An American Tale.
Okay.
And then Glock is the French word for a very specific kind of shade of bluish gray.
Wow.
So just bizarre.
Yeah, indeed.
Does that help, Bob?
Does that enlighten anything?
It makes me want to dig in, so that's good. I like that.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you, Hazel. So I'm going to do the next pick. I'll play a song from an artist who I've sort of overlooked all these years. And she's even played at my desk, which makes me feel worse. The artist, she goes by the name of Rozzy Plain, R-O-Z-I. Who told you this is a weird name show. Plain is P-L-A-I-N. It's the name she records under. And she came to NPR with the band This Is The Kit. So folks who know This Is The Kit. One of the other players you'll see is Rozzy. She's also played with other groups I'm familiar with, which is like Comet Is Coming with Sam Amadon. This new solo album is her fifth, and so I'm just catching up here. The album that's coming out is called Prize, and the song that got my attention is this one. It's called Help.
Going when it goes, you won't even know. Help for you, help for you. Goes, you won't even know.
Rozzy Plain.
I loved that. I wasn't familiar with her, but that song is really beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the rest of this record. The album's called Prize. And fortunately, we don't have long to wait because it comes out Friday the 13th of January, this coming Friday. That song's called Help, by the way. Where are we going? Where are we ending?
I think I've got our last song, and it is also a funny band name. So keeping that theme alive. The band is called Mail, but it is not spelled the way that you would think. It's spelled...
So it's spelled M-A-I-L, right?
Yeah, exactly, like email. it's spelled M and then the letter H in parentheses and then A-O-L, Mail. They're a five-piece band.
Hang on a minute, brain hurts. America Online, no. yeah, okay.
Okay. So they're a five-piece band. They're based between Dublin, London, and Bristol. And their music has this kind of like indie post-punk sound. And the lyrics are really, a lot of the songs are really focused on questions of feminism and gender inequality. And so this song I'm going to play is called Therapy. It's a single from their upcoming record called Attachment Styles, which is out February 3rd. And the record deals with some pretty heavy themes about like gender and trauma and mental health. But this song is a little bit less intense, I would say. The singer, Roisin Nick Garalt, said that she wanted the song to not be, you know, quite as heavy as some of those other topics. And so she said, "I wanted to write Therapy as a lighthearted addition to the album, dealing with a very real subject matter. It came from a conversation I had with a friend who was talking about a loved one not turning up to therapy, even though they were why she was in therapy. And I was thinking about people in our lives who are the reason we go to therapy and how we can often heal in spite of them," which I love, you know? Sometimes you just have to do your own thing, no matter what. So this is Therapy by Mail.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for all this. This was fun. Kick off.
This was amazing. Kick so off. Happy to be here.
24 years.
Happy good birthday, all songs.
Sweet. And I got turned on to stuff I would have never heard, so I love that. Take care, Hazel. Take care, Marissa.
You too.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. We'll be right back.
at the subtext. The change in your behavior, so quite the mystery. Why did you stop being such a sweetheart and stop being so mean? Cause you know you're disloyal, I'm cruel and unkind. And I was the thing to take the weight off your mind. You know you really fucked me up and I don't think that you care. I should bill you for my therapy, but I don't want your name on there.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.